al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Come on. Who wants to play? ¿Quién quiere jugar? Who wants to learn English? Who wants to be challenged? I got some challenges coming up for you. Remember, guys, you can join us live on Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughn. Join the party. There's so many cool people joining us. Amazing people. Hello, Instagrammers. Hello, podcast listeners. Hello, Vaughn Radio app listeners. Hello, Mom. Well, not my mom, but my dad's on board. Hi, Dad. Still típico. Hi, Mom. Ow! Yeah, all right, come on, show with no name, show with no name, All right, guys, all right, welcome back to the second half, the third part, but the second half of today's show. Excuse me a second. Wow. Where did that hour go? We've been together for an hour already today, and it feels like it's been 5 minutes. It's not just you guys. I get that feeling too. All right. Well, let's take a look. We need to do a lot of stuff, so let's put the pedal to the metal. I'm going to play today's Say What soundbite for you for the third time. And since many of you said that it's very easy to understand this person, that it's very clear, I expect many of you to participate today. Okay, here we go. This is the Say What soundbite for the third time.
When I said we were lying, what I meant was, for all these years, I thought we were on this path together. But it's not what I thought it would be. What I convinced myself it would be, like what Thomas wrote, were two equal parts.
All right, folks, that was the third listen of today's Say What soundbite, and we'll see if somebody can figure it out. I know you guys are going to get it. All right, but speaking of get it, we need to see who got the not double trouble, not yet, the homophone section. Let's see, the first person to participate here on Instagram, Born to Iron Man, and he says the words are and I'd bet, que bien, me gusta que estás usando otro vocabulario, ¿no? I'd bet, apuesto, they sound alike. Okay, so Born to Iron Man, we've got a yay over there. Un sí. Yay and nay. Es como antiguamente cuando se votaba. All the yays, yay, nay. Ahora se dice yes or no, pero antes era yay y nay. let's see. Debbie says the words are and and they are homophones. Okay, so far you guys agree. ¿Estáis de acuerdo? And let's see. Now, Debbie, you put theater, No hace falta el theater. It's not necessary, at least in the United States. Some of you just gave me the words. I'm not interested in the words. I want to know what the words are, and I want to know if they sound the same, right? That's how this section works here. J.M. Hermosilla says, today's homophone words are and. Ahora sí. And you can bet they don't sound alike. Get out of town. Calla. Seriously? Right now, I think everybody else said they do. J.M. Hermosilla says, nay. Like a horse. Nay. Let's see. Leonardo says, I think the word sounds exactly the same as So right now, J.M. Hermosilla, you stand alone. I stand alone. I remember a song. I don't remember who the artist was, but there was a cool song. I stand alone. JM Hermosilla. Let's see. Jennifer says the words are and no doubt they're homophones. She said, come on, man. Don't even waste my time here. Please. Valerie says the words are and I think there's a slight difference in their pronunciation. They aren't homophones. So now we got one for JM Hermosilla's team over there. JM Hermosilla and Valerie are saying that the words aren't homophones, and everybody else is saying that they are, it seems, most of you. Well, I've got so many people participating that we're going to jump ahead now. Vamos a saltar hacia adelante un poco. And let's say both of these words, because it's killing me. Me está matando. I need to know. I want to solve this once and for all, right? And it looks like we've got a winner. The first person to get today's Say What soundbite, Jason Jai. Looks right. Looks good. Jason Jai. Oh, wait. I think Jesus. Jesus, maybe you were first. Bueno, you guys can figure it out. Lo podéis averiguar. It's not about being first, but I think Jesus was first there. So it doesn't matter. We've already got the good news. Is we've got some people figuring it out, the Say What soundbite, and we still get one more listen there. Okay, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're on homophones right now. So the first word is place. I live in a very interesting place, right? I think Madrid is a very interesting place. Spain is a great place. It's a wonderful place, right? Place, no? Si tuvieras que escribirlo, es P-L-E-I-S, place, A, no, el sonido A, place. Okay, it's a great place. En plural es places. I got friends. Yesterday we were doing some country music, right? I got friends in low places where the whiskey burns and the beer chases my blues away. I'll be okay. Oh, I ain't big on social graces. What a great song. Hoo-hoo! Qué temazo. You guys don't know that one? Look it up. Low Places, Garth Brooks. I got friends in low places. Me encanta como dice low places. So, okay, let's focus. Let's focus. That's place. Todo eso para decir la palabra places. So place, singular, places, plural. But we said singular. So place, and then we said obras de teatro en plural. So en singular is play, right? I saw a great play. Vi una buena obra. But also, my mother likes to go see a lot of plays. And she likes to go to her favorite place. Entonces, te voy a dar los dos juntos. Voy a decir, a mi madre le gusta ver obras. Y después va a su sitio favorito. And you guys tell me if they sound the same. So my mother loves to go see plays. And then after, she goes to her favorite place. She loves seeing plays. And after she goes to her favorite place, plays, place, plays, place. They are not homophones, guys. Unbelievable. They went against the crowd there. They said, oh, everybody's saying they are. I guess I gotta, you know, jump on the bad bandwagon. ¿Conocéis esta expresión? Subirte al carro, I think you say. And they said, no, I'm not gonna jump on the bandwagon. No way. And good thing you guys didn't, and you went your own way. Those words are not homophones. That's right. The first word is place. Es pura y dura. Place. It's a great place. Como serpiente. And the second one, I've seen a lot of plays. So the difference is snakes or weed whackers, right? There are two things you'll find in the grass. A snake es una serpiente, and a weed whacker es lo que quita la mala hierba. Esto de zzzz. It's a good way to remember it. So listen to it again. Let's say it. Dilo conmigo. So my mother goes to see plays very often. Zzz. Estoy para que lo oigas bien. My mother loves seeing plays very often. And then after she has a bite to eat, algo de comer, in her favorite place. Ese pura y dura. So guys, I have to say, that was a tricky one. I didn't expect so many people to get it wrong. But don't worry, you have a chance to redeem yourself now on a section we call Name That Movie. Name That Movie. Right, amigos, that's right. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And this is where I take you guys to the movies. And remember, on this week's episode of Aliados with Laruca on her Instagram, we're going to take a look at some of the most famous movie lines and we'll learn English with them. Run, Forrest, run! Yeah, I know you know that one. Or life is like a box of chocolates. Well, we're going to look at those lines in English, and it'll be a game, but I'm also going to teach you guys using those famous movie lines. Plus, as always, there's a lot of other stuff. So that's coming soon. Make sure you're following Lara on Instagram, and this way you'll always find out when there's a new Aliados video. And as I said, I'm not the only person collaborating. She has mental health people, people who work in the psychiatric field. She's got people who work in the health field. So the Aliados idea is all videos, all programs that can help you guys in one way or another. So follow her just for that. I think it's a noble. I think it's a noble thing that Lara Alvarez has done. She's used her platform on Instagram with almost 2 million followers. And she said, okay, I'm going to get some professionals, some cracks, as you guys say, and I'm going to have them, you know, enrich my followers, enriquecer a mis seguidores. So take a look, and hopefully you guys will get hooked. And as I said, watch them in order. Start at the beginning, because there's a challenge at the end of each episode, which we solve at the beginning of the next week's episode, okay? Let's take a look over here. We've got Debbie giving us a comment over here, and she says, the cake, too, because the love of my life turns 11. My son Lucas isn't a little boy anymore, but he will always be my baby forever. Oh, happy birthday, Lucas. Excellent. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. You're shorty. Lo que dice él. Shorty es como hijo, como los niños son como... No, enano, como decir, oye, enano, shorty. Pero también es una forma de decir mi amor, mi cariño. So you're shorty. Go shorty. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lucas. And we'll celebrate it without a doubt in our famous birthday section. So, and I see a lot of your classmates, Debbie, are wishing Lucas a happy birthday as well. So happy birthday to you, buddy. And, all right, well, let's move on. Let's do our Name That Movie section, and then we'll move on to, well, Double Trouble, and before we know it, you know how this works. All right, I'll give you the trailer first, and then we'll take a look at the dialogue in the movie. And what do you have to do? You just have to try and figure out what movie it is, okay? And obviously learn English with us. Okay, anonymous videotapes presage a musician's murder conviction, and a gangster's girlfriend leads a mechanic astray. Whoa, short sentence, lots of vocabulary in it, right? Wow. Okay, so anonymous. Vamos a decirlo porque es difícil esta. So if you are anonymous, nobody knows who you are. You say anónimo, we say anonymous. Anonymous. Esta es una que pronunciamos en voz alta, porque es chunga, as you say. Anonymous. Y anonymity. Toma. If you can pronounce these two words, you pass the class today. So he likes to be anonymous. He likes to remain anonymous. He prefers anonymity. Toma. Lacasitos. So anonymous videotapes, que ya no hay videotapes, todo está en digital, ¿no? Presage. Now, this is an interesting word, porque se escribe pre-sage. Pre, que es pre, and sage, que es salvia, pero no tiene nada que ver con salvia. Ni se pronuncia sage como salvia, se pronuncia sage, presage, okay? Y vamos a buscarlo porque esta no me la sé en español. But that's why word reference is here to help us along. So presage, bueno, presagiar, presagio, something that foreshadows. Esta palabra me encanta. To foreshadow. It's a writing technique. I do it all the time here in the show. I foreshadow something that's going to come later in the show. So a lot of times when we're looking at Name That Movie, it'll have something to do with someone's birthday. That's called foreshadowing, no, indicando, dándote como pistas de lo que va a venir. So anonymous videotapes presage a musician's, vamos a preguntar esta también porque esta U is musician, no es musician, no, it's mu. Dos sonidos. Musician. Tres, perdona. Musician. Musician. A musician's murder conviction. Okay? And a conviction. Se me olvida. Lo vi el otro día también. Es que no cabe todo en mi cabeza, amigos. I'm telling you, it's too much. Conviction is condena. Ah, convicción. You can, no, eso es convicción del otro. De, me lo creo. Condena. Condena is the word we're talking about here. So a musician's murder conviction and a gangster's girlfriend. You know what? I could have written this. Musician's murder, gangster's girlfriend. The double alliteration? That's my thing. Gangster's girlfriend leads a mechanic. Cuidado, la CH en la palabra mechanic es una K. Mechanic. Okay, mechanic. Lo mismo que decimos mecánico como refiriendo a algo mecánico. It's a mechanical problem. Right, but the person is a mechanic, okay? And then to lead astray, it says at the end. So to lead astray is to guide, to misguide, okay? Llevar por mal camino, engañar, to mislead. So if I lead you astray, te hago pensar una cosa, right, que no es. And it makes sense because the word lead is llevar, and astray is extraviado. Te llevo por un camino que no es. I led you, y como lead es un verbo irregular, I'm sorry, I led you astray. Okay, so en pasado. So great vocabulary, and right there, that's just the tagline of the movie. Let's see, we've got some winners over here. Give it up for Jester. J.M. Hermosilla. And the movie is called Lost Highway. It came out in 1997, Lost Highway. It's directed by David Lynch, also written by David Lynch, co-written, I should say, by David Lynch. And the movie's called Lost Highway. It came out in 1997. In British English, they call it Lost Motorway. No, I'm joking. Bueno, quizá. Porque ellos no dicen highway, pero sí que lo entienden, right? You don't change a novel, the name of, you know. So Lost Highway, it came out in 1997, and let's take a look. Mr. Eddie says, now Mr. Eddie is a character in the movie which is played by Robert Loggia. And I love Robert Loggia. Robert Loggia, you'll know him from Scarface. El Precio del Poder, you call it Robert Loggia. Amazing. He's been in so many things. And he says to a tailgater who after the tailgater ran him off the road. So a tailgater is somebody who follows too closely to your car. So it'll say in the United States, no tailgating. No, prohibido seguir alguien de cerca en el coche. So, and I hate that too. When somebody tailgates me and I'm driving, I slow down like a mother. Yeah. Yo ralentizo like I'm in no rush now. You know? So if you want to go around, you can go around and you can, you know, piss somebody else off, but not me. So it's normal. I have to be honest, as somebody who used to suffer from road rage, we call road rage, rabia de la carretera. I'm glad I don't drive anymore. I don't miss driving. I think it's a necessary evil. You know what I mean? So he says to a tailgater after he ran him off the road, le quitó de la carretera después de seguirle de cerca. He says, don't tailgate. No sigas de cerca. Don't you ever tailgate. He goes, do you know how much space is needed to stop a car? He goes, that's traveling at 35 miles per hour. Que no es muy rápido, eh? He goes, six car lengths. Seis tamaños de un coche. And I remember, if I'm not mistaken, for every 10 miles per hour, it's one car length. So if you're going 50 miles per hour, then it's five car lengths. I could be wrong because I haven't taken my driving test in years. So it could have changed. So he goes, six car lengths, six car lengths. That's 160 feet, mister. 165 pies. He goes, if I had to stop suddenly, si yo tuviese que parar repentinamente, you would have hit me. Me hubieses dado, no? O chocado. You woulda. You would have. Que se puede pronunciar you would have. Pero Americanos woulda. You woulda hit me, he says. And he goes, I want you to get a driver's manual. And a driver's manual is el manual, no? And I want you to study that And dices, ¿qué? That thing, esa cosa. Cuando queremos darle énfasis a alguna cosa, he's like, I want you to pass that. So you have an exam tomorrow? I want you to pass that motherfucker. You're going to pass that mother. Es como esa cabrón, you know? It's a way of saying esa cosa, pero como maldita cosa, you know? That in that way, it's not, you're not calling a person a motherfucker so much as a thing. You know, you're like, oh man, you're gonna kill it tomorrow. You're gonna really blow that mother. You're gonna blow that motherfucker up. You know what I mean? Y ahí es como que el podcast, el show. You know, it can refer to something that's not a person, basically. Okay. So he says, I want you to study that motherfucker. Esa cosa jodida. And he goes, I want you to obey. Acatar. I want you to obedecer the goddamn rules of the road. Okay. 50,000 people were killed on the highways last year because of an assholes, cabrones, like you. So an asshole es un ojete, pero también es un cabrón. He goes, tell me you're gonna get a manual. Dime que vas a conseguir un manual de coche. So there you go, my amigos. That is a classic example of road rage. Road rage. And this is a funny story too behind this movie. Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert. Do those names ring a bell? In the United States, Siskel and Ebert were kind of the two biggest film critics in, at least in my time. I don't know if, well, one of them I know passed on, uno falleció, but Siskel and Ebert, they were kind of like the guys, okay? You can probably find videos of theirs. It's a good way to learn about film vocabulary. Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert. Well, they panned the film. To pan is to give a negative review. And they said two thumbs down, okay? And do you know what David Lynch did? Having a sense of humor. He issued a new movie poster, un póster nuevo de la película, saying two more reasons. It said two thumbs down. It says Siskel and Ebert, two thumbs down. One more reason. No, it says two more reasons to see Lost Highway. O sea, porque estos no tienen ni idea. So he used their bad review to say, if they don't like it, that means it's good. It was brilliant. It just shows you how David Lynch is. It's not just in his movies that he's twisted, retorcido. Because Siskel said, I found it petty, baladí. Right. And I think this about critics too. Like, you know, if you're, you know so much about movies, why don't you make one? And then we'll criticize, well, you know, we'll review your movie. And I mean, because you know everything about movies. You're the expert. Make one. And then we'll take a look at your movie. That's how I feel about critics. That's, again, IMO, in my opinion. If you're a critic, don't be offended. I'm just saying. Well, until you do something, it's very difficult to really critique it. You know what I mean? Because you can be like, I love the cinematography. Have you ever, do you know the process? Do you know what it takes to go there and find do you know that? Because if you don't, then, okay, you know how to watch movies. Wow, congratulations. You're a good movie watcher. Wow. Good, man. Well, these guys made a career out of it. As I said, now I don't know their credentials. Maybe they studied film, but again, Until you do something, I almost feel like you should just keep your mouth shut. Critics. All right, we've got to move on, my amigos. The movie was Lost Highway, David Lynch classic, which ended up, Siskel and Ebert were wrong again, because people still talk about this movie. It was, one of those movies that people remember, and it stands the test of time. People still know the movie and many of David Lynch's movies. So, two thumbs down to you, Siskel and Ebert. There you go. All right, well, guys, it's time to move on to Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
It is Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And you know what? This is a double, double trouble. So what does that mean? That means you have to use the same word twice, twice. No digo la misma palabra cuatro veces, entiéndeme. Si la palabra es book, tienes que usar book, book, y take, take. O sea, son dos palabras repetidas. It's a double, double trouble today. But I think you guys will be able to handle it, aguantarlo. I think you're ready. Here we go. Today's Double Trouble. Don't answer yet because we have to go to a commercial break in like 20 seconds. So, here we go. Me dejó en el arcén con todo el frío y me hizo el vacío. Okay, so, me dejó en el arcén, okay, con todo el frío y me hizo el vacío. Ooh, there's a lot of expressions in there. We'll take a look at the answer to that and much, much more in the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online, the Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, baugan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, Más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Welcome back to this, the fourth and final part of today's show. I can't believe it. We're here and we're going to make every second count, my amigos. So I'm going to give you guys the Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. Guys, write down what you hear.
When I said we were lying, what I meant was, for all these years, I thought we were on this path together, but it's not what I thought it would be, what I convinced myself it would be, like what Thomas wrote. We're two equal parts.
All right, there we go, my amigos. That was the fourth and final listen. We'll take a look at that a little bit later on in the show, but right now we've got to solve our double trouble. Oh yeah, you heard correctly. Our double trouble. Okay, so Jesus says, okay, you're missing that double trouble. You're on the right track though. Remember, you have to use two words twice over here. Let's see, teacher PM, it says, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have got a winner. Give it up for teacher PM. We've got Jaster as well, a little different variation there. Wow, I'm teacher PM. Wow, I was worried. I have to be honest. Some days I'm like, oh God, what did I just do? Why? And you did it. You guys, and I see a lot of people are participating now. So guys, self-check, autocorrige, check out your answers and make sure they are right. So, me dejó en el arcén, con todo el frío. So he left me, yo lo puse en otro orden, he left me in the cold, okay? Or he left me in the shoulder, in the cold, si queremos, okay? So now the shoulder, or the hard shoulder, you could call it, is el lateral de la carretera, right? The arcén is the word in Spanish. So the shoulder or the hard shoulder, okay? So, me dejó en el arcén con todo el frío. He left me in the shoulder, in the cold, right? Y me hizo el vacío. And he gave me the cold shoulder. What? Yeah. So the word we use twice is the word cold and the word shoulder. So we just saw that this has tons of different meanings here. So he said the hard shoulder or the shoulder is on the road. Now we also have shoulders on our bodies, right? A part of your body is your shoulder. With my daughter, we practice every day. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, head, shoulders, knees and toes, and eyes and ears and mouth and nose, head, shoulders, knees and toes, ta-dum, dum, dum. I don't know who enjoys it more, her or me. I have to admit, at first I was like, oh God, I got to sing these songs, but now I get into them. Me meto en el papel. Why not? She gets into it. The more I get into it, the more she gets into it. And it's just like this, it kind of reminds me of the show with no name in a certain way. But I, as much as I love you and I love you all, you know, in a platonic way, my number one student is Lara. Not Lara Alvarez. She's up there. But my daughter, Lara, is my number one student. You know, I got that blood connection thing going on. And we say in English, blood is thicker than water. Y eso es que la sangre tira, ¿no? El vínculo entre la sangre es increíble. Blood is thicker than water. Great expression when we talk about how family needs to support each other and be there for each other. So today's Say What soundbite. Me dejó en el arcén. He left me in the shoulder. Con todo el frío. In the cold. Y me hizo el vacío. He gave me the cold shoulder. And the cold shoulder, if you don't know it, look, cold shoulder, etymology. See, I'm showing you guys exactly what I would do if I didn't know. Cold shoulder is a phrase used to express dismissal, right? Or the act of disregarding someone. Its origin is attributed to Sir Walter Scott in a work published in 1816, which is in fact a mistranslation. So look at that. Cold shoulder. There's a whole Wikipedia page about it. So it's been used in many works, but it obviously means to hacer el vacío, I think you say in Spanish, to ignore somebody, to disregard them, to not treat them with very much respect. Right. So there you go, guys. De hecho, si te dejó en el fuera, en el arcén, pues da igual, ya se, eso es el vacío, ya te ha hecho el vacío, right? Es un poco redundante, pero the expression is, the double trouble complete is, he left me in the shoulder, in the cold, and gave me the cold shoulder. There you go, guys. Excellent job. As I said, I thought it was going to be virtually impossible, but you guys proved me wrong. Let's move on to our section that we call You're Joking. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right. That's right. You're joking, amigos. And this is where I tell you a joke. Remember, we don't say jokes. We tell jokes. And every day I tell you guys a joke. And you guys just have to be the audience. You know, I'm here. We're at the stand-up club. And here we go. Now, if you don't get the joke, the good news is normally this doesn't happen. In a movie or a comedian, if you go see a stand-up show, monólogos, the comedian is not going to explain the joke. But this is an English class, so I will explain it afterwards. Okay, so I don't know why people expect Times Square to put on a decent New Year's Eve show. Okay, so no sé por qué la gente espera que en Times Square se monta to put on a show. Se monta, no sé por qué se monta, I don't know why, no sé por qué no se monta un espectáculo decente para fin de año. New Year's, you say Noche Vieja, New Year's Eve, okay? So now that we understand everything, I'll give you the whole joke. So, I don't know why people expect Times Square to put on a decent New Year's Eve show. I mean, they're always dropping the ball. They're always dropping the ball. No, I guess not. Okay. They're all, oh, Jimmy James got it. Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. I thought you guys left me hanging. Dejarme tirado is to leave somebody hanging. Thank you, Jimmy. So why do they, you know, why can't they throw a decent party there? I mean, everybody expects them to, but they never do. And it's because they're always dropping the ball. Hey, Jesus. Okay. Jesus got it. Tamara got it as well. Excellent job. Okay. All right. All right. Good. Good. somebody's got it. Okay. So let's take a look. To drop the ball. What does this mean? Well, what happens in Times Square, if you've ever seen it, I'm sure many of you guys have seen this live in directo. There's, during the New Year's Eve celebration, I don't know why I pronounced it like that, celebration, they drop the ball. They literally take a Swarovski crystal ball and they drop it, 10, 9, you've all seen it. So to drop the ball is a very common way that people ring in the new year. Jimmy James says, I've been to Times Square and saw the ball drop at midnight on December 31st. Wow, Jimmy. You got to tell us more about that. I remember going to a club in Times Square, but I never went into the plaza because, well, I thought it was for tourists. But hey, now I regret it a little bit. So that must have been, what a sight, Jimmy James over there going into Times Square. I stick to my old ways. No, I don't remember when it was Longacre Square. But to drop the ball is also an idiomatic expression that means cagarla. Let's be honest. Arruinarla. Okay? So if you think about it like we're a team. Okay? And we're playing baseball. And I throw you the ball and you drop it. Okay? Then what did you do? You failed. I was expecting you to do, something, and you failed at that. You ruined it. You were supposed to continue with that. You were part of the machine there. So to drop the ball, to fail, to do your part, really, to fail to do your part. So they're always dropping the ball. Siempre la cagan. Dropping to, okay, it's still not that funny, but that's okay. At least you guys learned the expression to drop the ball. We also have some other people who are figuring out today's Say What soundbite. There's Marta as well. And I've got to say, it's great to have you guys all participating. So many of you participating. But we've got to keep moving along because, well, we've got a celebration up ahead talking about, New Year's Eve and dropping the ball. Well, why don't we celebrate Lucas's birthday and we'll see who else Lucas is celebrating a birthday with on Famous Birthday Trivia. Right, amigos. That's right. It's Famous Birthdays only on the show with no name. And well, folks, this is the part of the show where I have you guys guess whose birthday it is. Now, one of them we already know. We know it because Lucas is much more famous than these people, at least in our world. All right. So let's see. Let's see who these people are. Let's see if you can guess. The first person was born in 1984, same year as my wife, 1984, an American musician, singer-songwriter, YouTuber, rapper, playwright, guionista de teatro. We looked at the word play before. And also the lead vocalist, guitarist, and main songwriter of the indie rock band Vampire Weekend. And I don't know if you guys know Vampire Weekend. Really, really. I'm a big fan of Vampire Weekend. They're a band that was formed in New York City, of all places, in 2006. This guy also created a Netflix animated series called Neo Yokio. He also hosts a radio talk show called Time Crisis, and that's in its 11th season. He's got 5 Grammy Award nominations for Vampire Weekend and Album of the Year. They were nominated for Album of the Year in 2010, 2013, and 2019, winning it in 2013 and 2019 Best Alternative Music Album. So this guy, I like him. He's seems like an interesting guy. He's like, yeah, I'm a musician, but I'm also a playwright and I can rap. Oh, and I'm a presenter. Oh, and like also create, I have a YouTube page where I produce videos. So this guy is what we call a jack of all trades. Uno que hace un poquito de todo. And that is our first birthday boy. Well, our second one. Lucas was our first one. Number two, she was born in 1968. Now, she's got a lot of nationalities here. Speaking of bloodlines, she's French-Canadian. Okay, now this is her nationalities. But her heritage is Russian, Polish, Jewish, and American. And she is known as an actress, a very famous actress. She's done work on TV and films as well. She has won an Academy Award, a British Academy Film Award, Primetime Emmy Awards, Golden Globes. She's got three, two SAG Awards, Screen Actors Guild, and she's been in a lot of movies. She was in Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Elm, you know this one from Freddy Krueger. Well, Elm is Olmo, right? So an elm tree. And so this is Elm Street, the famous movie. That was her film debut. I didn't know that. Nightmare on Elm Street 3, which was called Dream Warriors. I remember the song from, it was the group Dokken. We're the Dream Warriors. Ain't gonna dream no more. But then she was in one of my favorite movies of all time. You call it Amor a Quemarropa. We call it True Romance. She was in Ed Wood, Flirting with Disaster, Lost Highway, which was today's Name That Movie, Fast Food Nation, The Wannabe, Toy Story 4, and Boyhood. If you guys remember, she got the Academy Award. She won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in Boyhood. Okay, very famous actress, and she is our number two today. And the third one is also a very famous actress. She's won Golden Globes, Satellite Awards, nominations all over the place. She got her start on a soap opera. I didn't know this about her. A soap opera, Un Culebrón, Un Telenovela. She played the role of Kelly Capwell from 1984 to 1988 in the show Santa Barbara. But then you might know her from movies The Princess Bride, La Princesa Prometida, is that what you say? Forrest Gump, she was in Forrest Gump. She played Jenny. We were just talking about life is like a box of chocolates. She played Jenny in Forrest Gump. And the role which blew me away is her as Claire Underwood in the House of Cards, Casa de Naipes, House of Cards series. She plays Claire Underwood. Well, I don't want to tell you too much, but a very important character in case you haven't seen that. All right, let's take a look over here. It looks like we've got a winner. Give it up for J.M. Hermosilla. He says the famous people today are Debbie's son, nos falta la S con ese apóstrofe, Debbie's son Lucas, Ezra Koenig, the lead singer of Vampire Weekend, among other things, Patricia Arquette, very famous actor, you all know her, and last but not least, Robin Wright. And that brings us over to our Say What soundbite. This is Robin Wright playing the role of Claire Underwood in the awesome series called House of Cards. And this is her, and she is splitting up with her husband, who's played by Kevin Aturdido. Kevin Spacey. I love that his name, Frank Underwood, is F-U. Fuck you. Did you realize that? Okay. Well, her name is Claire Underwood. And you want me to be honest? Those of you who've seen the series, you'll agree or disagree. I'm sure you'll agree. She's got a bigger pair of balls than he does. And I won't say any more, but wow, what an amazing. I mean, I studied acting. So I can critique. No, I'm joking. I've done it so I can critique it. Wow. tremendous, tremendous performance. Then she says, when I said we were lying, cuando yo dije que mentíamos, what I meant was, lo que quise decir, right? So mean, meant. What I meant was, for all these years, durante todos estos años, right? We don't say during all these years. We say for all these years, I thought we were on this path together. Pensaba que íbamos por este camino juntos, this path together. But it's not what I thought it would be, right? Thought con te, sino es though. It's not what I thought it would be. No es lo que yo pensaba que iba a ser. What I convinced myself it would be, lo que me convencí que iba a ser. What Thomas wrote, and I think, I'm not sure, that she's talking about Dylan Thomas, the writer, Dylan Thomas. We're two equal parts. Somos dos partes iguales. So this is Claire Underwood, played by Birthday Girl. Now I can't remember. Robin Wright. There you go. Too many names in my head. So this is Claire Underwood, played by Robin Wright, in the series House of Cards. Here we go.
When I said we were lying, what I meant was, for all these years, I thought we were on this path together. But it's not what I thought it would be. What I convinced myself it would be, like what Thomas wrote. We're two equal parts.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name the lyric. Name the lyric. Name the lyric. Name the lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is the end. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans. The Doors, the end. But that's not today's Name That Lyric. That's your job to guess what Name That Lyric is. And I'm going to give you the song lyric now in Spanish. I want you to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist in English, obviously. And this is the point of the show where I say thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I know it's a measly, I mean, I wish I could buy you all a beer, but I don't have time or money for that. But I will every day use whatever energy I have to say thank you. And thank you guys for not just for learning English with me, but for your constant support, all the different projects I do, and even, you know, your comments telling me your daughter's beautiful. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All of that love reaches me. Me llega todo ese cariño. And I really appreciate that. So even aside from the English stuff, thanks for being amazing people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And here we go, guys. Let's see if you know today's Say What... Say What soundbite. No vamos hacia atrás. We're going forwards, not backwards. Here's today's Name That Lyric. Me despierto y mi hombro está frío. I wake up and my shoulder's cold, which is, if your shoulder's cold, tienes el hombro frío. But it's not the same as someone giving you the cold shoulder. Aha! That's called foreshadowing. Okay? So my shoulder's cold. Tengo frío aquí en el hombro, no he pillado frío. Someone gave me the cold shoulder. Frase hecha, right? Is that. Okay? So tengo que marcharme de aquí antes de irme. I like this phrase. I've got to leave here before I go. It's pretty deep, huh? I've got to leave here before I go. Pongo mi camiseta. I pull my shirt on. You can say to put it on, but pull is also tirar. It would be more common to say put on. But here he's saying como con esfuerzo. I pull my shirt on and I walk out the door. Muy bueno fijarnos en las preposiciones aquí. And I walk out the door. Y salgo por la puerta. Arrastro los pies por el suelo. I drag my feet along the floor. Okay, so to drag, which is one of the things we can learn from our mouse here. Click and drag. Click, drag, drop, right? You got a lot of copy, paste, a lot of different verbs we can learn just from our
computer. So arrastro los pies por el suelo. Y entonces te veo. Te veo cruzando el campus. Now, careful here, because it's the same word. It's spelled exactly the same. But we don't say campus. We don't say us. We say campus. Campus, not campus. So that's one of those words, again, that you'll recognize, but careful, careful. Tread carefully. Pisa con cuidado. Okay? Because campus. Let's say it aloud, everybody. Campus. Okay? Then I see you walking across the campus. This reminds me of my college when I was checking out girls, mirando las chicas, cruzando el campus. I was like daydreaming, no soñando, despierto. Cruel professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? ¿Cómo se supone que debo fingir? I never want to see you again. And we've got a winner. Give it up for your classmate, J.M. Hermosilla. He got it. The song is Campus. Ya sabes que encargo by Vampire Weekend. All right. Fantastic, guys. Fantastic. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I hope you learned as well. And now we're going to sing the song together. Just Google Campus by Vampire Weekend. And if you're not familiar with Vampire Weekend, give them a listen. It's really cool, funky, fun music, ¿no? Música divertida. So here we go. It's Campus by Vampire Weekend.
Drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you walking across the campus.
Studying romances.
Thank you so much,
John.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a